This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ho, ho, ho! It's me, stand-up Santa.
Santa, Christmas is over.
What else? What else? Have you heard about this?
Have you done a ho, ho, ho intro to every episode we did in December?
No. No, that would be hack, but stand-up Santa is not hack. You ever been on a sleigh and you know the food they
serve?
You're very late or very early,
stand-up Santa.
We do so many Santa bits on this show.
You ever notice how some reindeers are named like Rudolph, and then some reindeers are named like Prancer?
I'm really glad you're bringing this up, GPC, because I'm uncomfortable with how many of our episodes have Santa in the title.
I think we've talked about Santa maybe like 30 times this year, and we don't put out 30 episodes.
Well, welcome back to part two of our clip show of the year. Here are some more of our favorite moments from 2021. Again, we appreciate your support so much, and we'll be back with some new main feed episodes in the new year. In the meantime, enjoy this.
But first, my impression of James Vanderbeek.
Oh, wait, hold on. I do want to hear this one out.
Because yeah, you're
this
right, actually.
This one actually
No, go to the show.
Good.
Go to the clip show.
No, actually, no, please. We had nothing but time.
Vanderbeek, yeah.
Vanderbeek.
I don't want your laugh.
No, that's a character Vanderbeek plays. I want to see you do Vanderbeek right now, or I'm not leaving this fucking club. He can't do it.
JVC, I don't know what he
sounds
like.
Because the guy can't do it.
Guess.
I guess he sounds, in my head, he's Southern? Is he Southern?
No. You know what he sounds like?
What?
Normal. And now that's a lesson. Everybody go into 2022 introspective-like. Think about what James Vanderbeek sounds, because he sounds just like you fucking do. That's right.
The next act coming up.
Nope.
Thank you for calling Hey Riddle Riddle Enterprises. For riddles, press 1.
JPC, don't press 1.
I'm not going to press 1. I know what we're calling.
For bad improv, press 2.
Ooh, we don't need that.
I want to press 2 so bad.
To talk to Aaron, press 3.
Ooh, 3, 3, 3.
Hold on.
To connect to JPC, press 4.
I told you I was on this.
And to talk to Adel, press 5.
Well, I'm the last option. No one's getting that far. Let's press 3 to talk to Aaron.
Okay, let's give it a try.
Here we go. Heavy press. Sorry, I'm finishing up my bench. That's 285 reps. All right, let me press 3.
285 reps. Okay. Yeah, what are you, 16? Okay, 3.
Yep, here we go. Hello, Aaron?
Hi, I will take 3 medium pizzas. And
just get 2 large. What are you doing?
Hold on. Is she ordering pizzas at a drive-thru? This sounds like drive-thru energy.
Adel, GPC, is that you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aaron?
3 medium? Oh. You are burning money.
Sorry, the only person that usually calls me on this line is the pizza guy. He calls me every day to get my order. Why are you guys calling me?
Oh, sweetie.
I'm sorry. You're eating 3 mediums a day?
I think I said 4 mediums.
Aaron, I think you're hallucinating, but either way...
Yeah, well,
that's a lot of pizza.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, second dinner.
I didn't think about it that way. No, that's enough pizza then.
That's what I'm saying. Wait, why are you guys calling? Are you locked out of the building again? Are you locked out of Hey Riddle Riddle Enterprises?
Yeah, we tried to get on the intercom and it took us to like a directory.
Yeah, we set this up a while back.
I remember this now. Yeah. I remember this now. Oh, you know what? I did remember that mine just connects directly to a voicemail. Oh my God, Aaron, would you be upset if we hung up and
we listened to
my voicemail?
I'll connect you. Ready?
I'm just hitting 4, 4, 4. Here we go.
And boop.
Hey, this is JPC.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
You called JPC. No, yeah, you're talking to JPC. Oh, yes, this is me.
Oh, it's that thing where at the end he's going to be like, just kidding.
Hello. Say what you're going to say, coward.
Oh, I guess it's really him. JPC, hey, it's Addle.
Hey, Addle.
Hey, just wanted to see if you were ready to do an episode.
I'm always down to do that, my man.
JPC's standing right next to me. I don't know how this is working.
Good one, bro.
I came down here to let you in. Addle, are you... What are you doing?
Yeah, something's wrong. This JPC laughed at my joke.
Are you talking to Aaron?
This is a demon. This
Tell
is
her to a say demon. Hi.
JPC, why are you being so quiet? Are you guys working out outside?
What's Aaron saying? I can't hear her.
Oh, she wanted to ask if we're working out outside.
Tell her we're definitely working out outside.
Wow, a pre-recorded message.
Gotcha. This is JPC's message machine. Leave one after the beep.
Wow. Adam, of course, that's his message machine. You're standing right next to JPC.
what a specific message that works once. Aaron, can we call back and
Sure. Hey, wait, hold on. It worked once in that specific instance, but it's worked every time.
Adam, you want to call back and hear your voice?
Yeah, now? I want to hear mine because I remember mine was real fun. Here we go.
Okay,
cool.
And press 5.
Thank you for calling. Hey, Riddle. Oh. Oh, beep.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Where's this calling? Russia?
Thank you for calling. Hey, Riddle Enterprises.
It's a Dracula. Hang up. Okay, let me call the... Okay, well, right, here we go.
Just hit 5 one time. Okay. You hit a bunch of 5s, you're going to end up in Russia.
Thank you for calling. Hey, Riddle Enterprises. For riddles, press 1.
Hit 5. Just hit 5.
For bad improv, press 2.
Okay.
To talk to Aaron, press 3.
Okay. You know it. Just hit 5.
To talk to JBC, press 4.
I want to hear my own name.
To talk to Addle, press...
Yes? Yes?
Oh, you got to put 6. Another quarter.
6. Okay, I'll press 6 this time.
Mm-hmm. Well, my name is Addle, and I'm here to say, at 3 o'clock yesterday, I passed away.
Addle, what does your voicemail say?
Oh,
you know what? That's the one that we recorded for that April Fool's episode that we did that no one liked. That came out at a really weird time when COVID was on the rise.
Where everyone thought I was really dead.
Yeah.
There's like a 6-month period where if you typed in my name into Google, it auto-populated Adlerify dead.
Why are you typing your own name into Google? Oh, guys, we're locked out. I didn't bring a key. Now we're all locked out.
Oh, hey, why don't we just do the show from the parking lot today?
Perfect. Yeah.
And Aaron, if you're locked out, I'm Adlerify.
I'm JPC.
And I'm late for dinner.
And so we can call you late for dinner. And we are Hey Riddle Riddle, an improvised riddle podcast. We try and solve riddles and puzzles. And along the way, we do bits and do seemingly bad improv is what the voice said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
And old man puzzles today is none other than number 3, Aaron Keefe.
Mwah!
Number 1 on the call sheet, number 2 in our hearts, number 3 on the show, Aaron Keefe.
Well, since it's my episode, I like to not do as many riddles.
Okay. So thus the voicemail intro?
Yeah.
Hold on, Aaron.
7-minute opening bit. What?
Aaron says, since it's my episode. Honestly, that's the way that it works here at Hey Riddle Riddle. If you are a keen, sharp-eared listener, you will notice that once every 3 episodes, the same person is going to end up hosting. So, roughly 33% of the episodes that you listen to are going to be hosted by Aaron, 33% by JPC, 33% by Addle. And again, you know, that leaves 1%. We do let Casey host 1 out of 100 episodes.
And then we put that on a CD disc and we bury it in the Nevada desert.
Aaron, I don't know if it's helpful, but I invented a new game that we can play.
Yes, I would like that. Queen Erin says yes, I would like to play your game.
Okay, I texted Addle about this and I was like, I don't know if it will fit into the episode, but and he said, well, you'll have to wait and see. And I believe it could very well. Erin, I think that this is something that you'll enjoy. Addle, Erin, are you both familiar with celebrity chef Guy Fieri?
Of course. He wears Absolutely. Flames on his shirt.
He's one of my favorite people in the whole world. And Mariah and I have been playing a game that I like to call Guy Fieri's Kitchen Game. And we've been playing this while we've been cooking for the past couple of days. And I wanted to bring it to you. So the way that this game is going to work is all you have to say is...
Are you crying?
I'm getting emotional. Because this game is so special.
This is a riddle podcast, by the way.
It's
but
so near
we'll get
here.
To that.
It's a real podcast. Hold on. This is a real podcast, and this is one of our classic warm-up games.
When the monsters that eventually invade this Earth, and even after JPC's enthralling speech, when the monsters invade this Earth and hear this podcast on their own, they're going to be so confused by this episode.
One of the monsters is going to be like, hold on. I want to hear how to play Guy Fieri's Kitchen Game. I think I'm really, really like this game. I think I'm going to get this game. So all one of you is, we have to talk in like our best Guy Fieri accents, but you pick anything. Like I'll start with my favorite thing, waffles, and you say, I'm making waffles. And then the next person who goes has to add something to the beginning or the end of that. Sandwich style rules apply. And we're creating like a weird Guy Fieri inspired food item. So like you might say, I'm making salty waffles. And then the third person has to say, put something on the beginning or the end. You can't go in the middle, beginning or the end, sandwich style, that type of thing. And we build until one person can't remember what all of the things were said. Now, if that ever happens, the person who just passed it on to them gets a chance to say it all over again. And if they get it right, the other person has to eat it. So instead of saying, I'm making, you have to say, Aaron, you're eating, and then list the full thing, okay?
Mm. Okay.
So we'll play.
So when you say nothing can go in the middle, so if you said I'm making, would you say salty waffles?
Salty waffles.
Salty waffles.
So you can't say I'm making salty caramel waffles.
No, but the one thing.
Caramelized salty waffles.
Caramelized salty waffles, or I'm making salty waffles, or the one thing you can do is you can change plurality. So you can change from plural to single. I don't think that's the same as changing plurality, but you can change the tense. So you could say I'm making salted or salty waffle caramels instead of waffles caramels.
So if somebody said, I'm making strawberries, and then somebody said, I'm making milk strawberries, you couldn't then say, I'm making milk chocolate strawberries?
No, you cannot. You have to put it. I don't understand what you don't get about sandwich style.
I can't stress beginning enough the to end. The listeners that I haven't talked to them in 3 weeks. I haven't spoken to JPC or Adel in weeks.
And we've
JPC
been texting
JPC moved
each other.
Into a new house. Adel went to France. We're not going to talk about that. We're going to play this game.
So it'll go me, then Aaron, and then Adel, okay?
Okay.
And, Mike Queen, forgive me, but what happened was JPC moved to France, and I traveled to a new house.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I got very lost.
No,
see,
no, don't
I don't know anything
Queen.
About your. I don't know anything about your life. All right, go ahead.
All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm making lobster.
I'm making garlicky lobster.
Garlicky. That's your Guy Fieri impression, Aaron?
No, I'm making garlicky lobster.
There we go.
I'm making garlicky.
You laughed at me. You laughed at the queen. And then you fell in the same hole the queen fell in.
The queen hole. I fell in the queen hole.
You fell in the queen
Not
hole.
Not again. I'm making garlicky lobster sandwiches.
I'm making garlicky lobster sandwich bombs.
I'm making smoked garlicky lobster sandwich bombs.
I'm making Marlboro smoked garlicky lobster sandwich bombs.
I'm making Monterey Jack Marlboro lobster smoked. No. Damn it.
Oh.
All right, lost.
Well, all right. No, not yet. Adel, you still have a chance.
Me. Oh, he just sent it. No, he just sent it to you, right?
So, he sent it to me, so he has to make me eat it now.
I missed what you added this time.
Yeah, that's a hard game, huh?
So I won't make you eat it.
Thank God I didn't want to eat lobster bobs.
Monterey Jack.
That's what
Marlboro smoked.
Garlicky
lobster bombs.
Sandwich bombs.
Sandwich bombs.
Eat it.
Eat it.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Oh God, it's so garlicky. All right, Aaron, you can.
That's the thing tripping you.
it was the one I couldn't get over. All right, Aaron, you can start us off.
I'm making pills.
Yes. Is it my turn?
I think it's you, Adel. Yeah.
I'm making sautéed pills.
I'm making double sautéed pills.
I'm making garlicky double sautéed pills.
I'm making garlicky double sautéed pills a l'orange.
I'm making garlicky double sautéed pills a l'orange salad.
I'm making garlicky.
That was like you saw like a loved one rise from a grave as a zombie, like that shudder.
Oh, I just cough out dust. I'm making.
Wait, Aaron, they're a zombie.
Double.
Why did you cough out dust?
She's a mummy.
You think when you see a zombie, you cough up dust? I mean, my queen, you are correct. You are correct today.
I have never been less suited to be queen. There are at least 50
episodes. Yeah, you just ate a bunch of dust.
Where I was chomping at the bit to be queen at the of the episode. Go back and listen to episode 20. I would have killed to be queen then.
I love Aaron sees a ghost and then walks through a wall.
I see a vampire and I bite someone's neck.
You're the X-Men that steals other X-Men powers.
You're Rogue. You're just like Rogue.
You're just Rogue.
The person who thinks that they have everyone else's powers, but does not.
But does not.
But some chairs don't have arms, and those are the lucky ones.
Those are
chairs with
beanbags.
The chairs with arms have a lot of work to do.
I remember being a kid, maybe when I was like between the ages of 8 and 10, my mom and dad bought my sister and I beanbags. And that was like where I lived. I would not leave that beanbag for the world.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Would,
playing I a would, video game in yes. a beanbag? Hell yeah.
I would sleep on it. I'd watch TV on it. I would stand on the arm of the couch and jump onto it. Like, there is nothing more thrilling when you're a kid than a beanbag.
I would rather the entire world see me naked than the person I'm trying to sleep with see me try to get up from a beanbag chair.
I will say,
new I'll say merch, it. New merch, new merch.
Do not try to sleep with someone in a beanbag chair.
Did you come? You're not even inside me.
Beanbag chair.
I'm in the other room.
You're in a beanbag chair. I'm nowhere near you.
And there are little white pellets everywhere.
I have a very different.
And then
experience.
Also the stuff from the inside of the beanbag. I would like to see a scene.
Sure.
Adel, you're checking into a motel. You were driving all night, and you're sort of just checking into the first place you see once you get tired. And JBC, you're about to give him some maybe bad news at the front desk about the little quirks of the hotel.
Sure.
Oh my God, I'm so happy that you have a room. That's wonderful. You know, I saw the neon sign and I thought Clown Smile Inn. That can't be great, but you know what? Bigger's gonna be choosers.
Yeah, better than great.
And you're in the full regalia and everything. Did you go to Clown College or do you just dress like one?
We don't have a Clown College, but we do have a Clown High School just down the road. So I graduated from Clown High School, went into Clown Trade School, 2-year program. You would like a room?
Yes, whatever room you have.
Okay. Well, we only have the one left. And are you going to be paying by the minute, by the hour, or do you want like a, God forbid, a whole evening in the room?
I'm driving, so I definitely want to get a full 8, and then I'll probably want to, you know, relax and shower and all that.
8?
So.
Okay, I could call in some extra clowns to see if we could squeeze 8 into the room with you, but... Would you be okay with just the standard 2?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's just me, and I want to be in the room alone. No funny business.
At the Clown Smile Inn, there will be 2 hidden clowns in every room. That's one of our guarantees. And if it's a privacy thing,
okay,
you won't see them. They won't bother you. You can look for them. You will not find these clowns.
Well, I mean, just looking around the lobby, I do see there's clearly, behind your desk there, there's clearly what's a...
Sure.
Very, very tall clown with just a lampshade on his head.
Reggie, he spotted you. You won't put $20 in the jar.
Oh no, $20 in the jar.
$20 in the jar.
I got a good disguise this time.
You're clever, sir. What do you do for a living?
Well, I
am... Some sort of investigator?
No, I'm a journalist. I write about my time on the road, and so I go
city
to city.
A journalist is not some sort of investigator.
Well,
you're one of those non-investigative journalists.
Well, I'm an author, I guess I should say.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a news journalist. I'm you know, I have my journal and I write and then I publish like a Bill Bryson type. And I also, if you don't mind, I also notice in the main hall here, up on the ceiling, there seems to be a clown who's hanging on for dear life and just rotating its arm, going fan, 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 fan.
I don't work here, honk, honk.
Yeah, like I said, there's a clown high school down the road, and we do an outreach program where we have some of the local. He does not work here, but he is a local kid, and he's trying to get on the right path.
That's a cool ceiling fan, bud.
Oh, he spotted me. $20 in the jar.
That's $20 in the jar. The rules are rules for everybody.
Okay, we hit again. Can you see us? Yeah, can you see us?
They're just running back and forth.
Yeah, they're running back and forth. Okay, well, we can get you in the room. Now, how wet do you like the floor?
I guess 0%.
0%?
Sorry.
Well, there will be 0% in the room.
I'm from Mexico, New York. We don't pronounce our R's.
Okay, well, there will be no piss scent in the room.
I
room will
said,
be covered
so
in it, but you won't be able to smell a thing.
I should have said Mexico, New York.
Because you don't pronounce your R's. I understand. Well, we can get you into the room. Is it just the one car?
Oh, well, my car won't be coming in with me.
Oh, I'm sorry. How are you going to get in the room without the car?
Hopefully stairs? Elevator?
Well, I mean, you can try, but I'm saying that if you don't have that metal encasing all around you, you're going to get crushed to death just going in through that doorway, because you're going to need something to burst in through the door of the room.
Oh, you know what? I've been kind of rejuvenated by the conversation. I'm going to just hit the road.
Certainly, and I know that you want to. You're going to walk out of that door, and you're going to find yourself right back in this lobby, because... This is your life now. This is.
But don't worry, we have a continental breakfast that starts at 5 a.m. Huh, Kat?
I died on the road, didn't I?
It's
20
minutes.
In the jar. 20 in the jar.
Oh, shoot!
I'll tell him about the breakfast. 20 in the jar.
Scene. We have a clown. We have a clown-tinental breakfast.
Clown-tinental breakfast.
You guys, it's circus penis.
The only thing scarier than two clowns in your hotel room that you can see is two clowns that are there. That you cannot see.
I'd go to that hotel.
This is Casey Kasem. And right now we're going to do something a little different. We're going to do a dedication line to all the people across America, taking calls from everyone and anyone who wants to say something special to that someone special. You're on the line. Who are you? What's your dedication?
Hey, Casey, my name's Jeff from Deltona, Florida.
Deltona, Florida?
It's a real place in Florida. I don't recommend going there.
Deltona, Florida. Okay, I'll look it up. I'll trust your word. Who would you like to dedicate the song, and what's the song you want to hear?
Casey, first of all, just want to say this is my real voice, not doing a crude imitation of you. This is just how I talk as well.
Okay, at first I thought you were making fun of me, but now I see you have the same mouth as me.
Yes, Casey, actually, that's something that I've always had. My mother was a huge radio fan, used to follow radio stations all around the country.
Oh, please tell him.
My dad, per se, but still kind of think of you as a father figure, Casey, for how influential you've been in my life.
Sweetheart, who are you talking to on the phone?
Nothing, Mom. This is Movie Phone, just calling for movie times.
Honey, are you talking to...
Deltona...
Hang up the phone. I don't want you to meet your father this way. I mean, I don't want you to call through a radio. I mean...
Wait, Mom, what are you not telling me?
I have to go to this... I have to go. I can go.
Weird, Casey. My mom just left the house. Wonder what's up with her.
Sure, we had to hang up on that caller. He wasn't talking to me. Let's take a new caller. Who are you, where are you from, and what's your dedication?
Hey, Casey, me again, still in Deltona, Florida. Seems like I'm the only one calling.
Why does that sound so familiar? Deltona.
Well, there's a big statue of you down on Main Street. You must have been here before, Casey.
Yes, there before. Picnic on the beach. Oh, sorry, my elbow was resting on the soundboard. That's for the Morning Zoo crew. What song would you like to dedicate to your mom?
Actually, Casey, I'm not dedicating a song to my mom at all. I want to dedicate this to my special sweetheart, Reboshit.
Reboshit.
Yeah, Reboshit.
Casey, who are you talking to on the radio right now? Who is that?
It's just a young man who wants to dedicate a special song to a special
Casey,
song.
Casey, I don't want you to meet our son like that. I mean my son. I mean, I have to go.
Wait, do we live in the same house?
Well, I do live in a duplex.
Sean.
Yeah, Riddle Court, Riddle Court.
All rise for Judge JPC of Riddle Court. Dun,
dun. All rise. I am your bailiff, Matthew McConaughey. Please put your hand on this stack of post-its from Memento.
So to be clear, we have me, the judge, the person that said all rise, which is a bailiff, and then we have another bailiff.
Double bailiff, baby.
Two bailiffs.
Double bailiff.
Bailiff Johnson, bailiff Johansson. This is going to be a quick day in Riddle Court, I can tell you that much right now.
I'm the prosecution, and may I just say that I think that this should go by quick, because this riddle sucked more than the vacuum cleaner that I bought recently.
And I'm the double prosecution, and can I just say I need to mop my brow with this handkerchief, let me pull out my suspenders, and let me drink from this tall glass, sweaty glass of lemonade.
There's
and
a reason why there's two of us.
Gazebo.
And your honor, I'm Mickey, and I'm Ricky, and we're the defense twins, and our client is guilty!
Whoa, they just admitted it right there in the paper, right there. They said it. They admitted it out loud in front of the whole court. I'm the one who types it all down!
Thank you.
And I'm a sister who also types it all down. There's doubles of everyone in court.
Not the judge yet until I unwrap my head, and it's a kind of like a Professor Quirrell thing, because it's me on the back here as well, and I am ready to issue my verdict.
And I'm drawing pictures of everyone involved. When they say something, I take out my crayons and I scrawl a little face, and then I say, here's what happened. If you weren't able to be here live, here's a terrible little picture.
Now, Mr. Cartoonist, it appears that there's only one of you. Would that assumption be correct?
Wait a minute. Everyone else has two.
Everyone's got two.
How come I'm the only one with just one?
We, the two people in the jury, find this riddle innocent.
innocent. Innocence. Enya.
Well, fuck.
Whew. Jeremy, I gotta say, this skeekend is, turning out to be a little bit more of a hassle than I thought it would be.
Yeah, and I don't want to seem dramatic here, but if this lift doesn't start moving, I'm going to start skeeking out.
Yeah, yeah, I'm already skeeking out. This sounds weird to say, but can I pour some of my thermos of soup into your mouth and then put my hands in your mouth just for like 30 seconds? And then you can spit the soup in my mouth and then put your hands in my mouth? That's the only way I've found that we can maybe stay warm.
To be honest, that kind of...
Sorry, skeeks, to be sconest?
To be sconest, that kind of skeeks me out. So maybe let's just hold on to the thermos.
Oh, I'm scary. I thought we were screns.
Hold on. We have a thermos full of hot soup, so that's a source of heat. I think what we should do is we should press that thermos to our skein. If we have any patches of exposed skein, we can put that thermos on it and warm ourselves up.
It's great. Well, I also scrot some... I brought some pizza and fries, and I thought we could eat that to stay warm, but it's been in my pocket, so it's now frigid. So I think let's put the thermos against my skin. So I'll put it up against my right shoulder, and you put it up against your left shoulder, and we'll kind of press into each other. Here we go.
God, we're so stupid. I wish that our third friend, Martin Schiarelli, had come on this trip with us, but he was too busy doing his important work of hiking up AIDS medicine to an 800% profit.
But he should be known for buying that Wu-Tang album.
Yes, and now he's known for, I think, being in jail. Hey, if he's not, sure seems like the kind of place a person like that should be, huh?
Mm-hmm. He got his scheme-uppance.
Scheme.
I went to the Van Gogh exhibit in L.A., and it was really cool. And I think that's the only thing that happened to me this week.
I'm sorry, Aaron. I hate to correct a woman on the show, but you go to the Van Wendt exhibit. Hold on, everybody. Aaron's laughing. Aaron's laughing right now. She's not just staring daggers at me. She's laughing.
Yeah, this time I wasn't silent. I was laughing pretty hard. I go to the Van Wendt exhibit. Yes. Because that's something. And that makes sense.
And Van Wenting is like a knockoff Van Helsing.
Yes,
exactly. And then that was the same week that I had a shirt that is like a crisscross shirt, and it had one little clasp at the top. And I was helping a very handsome man. It was Friday night, and I was helping him. And then my shirt, as I was talking to him, got caught on a hook in the dressing room, like the door, and it opened up my shirt.
Oh, no.
Wasn't wearing a bra, so I was full naked.
No.
And then I turned, and then I knocked the wind out of myself. I ran right into the little counter that's in the dressing room.
Oh, stop. Mercy,
I made that flip-flop rat sound. Rattle. You know that sound? Rattle. What's the sound? Yeah, I did that. And then I started coughing, and then I was clutching my chest.
Oh, my God.
And then he didn't buy anything. He left.
Aaron, you truly are a wet bandit. I can't stress this enough.
Aaron, a lot of times, like, the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to, like, a normal person will be, like, I was, like, talking to, like, a really cute guy, and, like, a strong breeze came up and blew my dress up, and I, like, pushed it down. But if the story happens to Aaron Keefe, it blows the dress completely off. The dress goes into a telephone, like, wire, bursts into flames. The telephone wire crashes down on that guy's car. His car blows up. The tires shoot both of his arms off. And then he's like, and you're like,
I was so devastated.
Aaron, both of Aaron's nipples fall off directly on top of a cat's head. Then the cat runs into the forest.
Yeah.
People think it's a deer and shoot it.
That was particularly devastating because I thought I had like gotten really lucky. I was like, it's a Friday. I actually took the time to look really nice today. Like I looked so cool and my hair was done. And I was like, first of all, I never look good when any cute guy comes in here. I was working in the men's section, but no young men ever really came in because it's Nordstrom and they couldn't afford it. But it's this like guy and he was like probably like 4 years older than me. So handsome, needed like a suit for like a rehearsal dinner. And I was going great. We were kind of flirting. And then that happened. And then he left without buying anything at all.
I want that story framed on my wall.
Yeah, that was like a decade ago. So
it's hard for me to be sorry that that happened to you, Aaron, because I'm so grateful that that story exists. You know what I'm saying?
We're here so early, sir. Yeah, what's the big news?
Please, I know it's early in the morning, but I appreciate you taking my call. Please, come, sub-scientist, come around. I should just call you assistants. Come around. Gather around.
We are in a submarine, so please do call us sub-scientists. Can I take my blindfold off?
You can take off your blindfold, but before we discuss anything further, you must add your white lab coats. Otherwise, anyone who might be viewing us doesn't know that you're a scientist.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Because if you see, let me just say this, and this is something that's been bothering me, and I'm sorry it's built up for this long. Jeff, you come in every day. You're a sub-scientist.
Thank you.
You wear jeans and a polo, sometimes a beanie. You're not presenting. To be a scientist, you have to present scientists. You see me, I'm wearing khakis that are wrinkled to all hell. I'm wearing a white lab coat. I'm wearing a button-up shirt. Glasses.
It feels like,
in the middle of the bridge of the nose. Yes.
Sir, it feels like you're killing time because you messed up pretty bad. You maybe did something you weren't supposed to do.
Killing time. Speaking of, has anybody remember What to Kill a Mockingbird? Remember that book? Let's go around and let's recite our full favorite chapter.
Sir, I don't mean to. I would love to do that because obviously you're the head scientist. There is a small pool of blood forming. It looks like at your feet, and it is getting bigger.
Well, you're a bad scientist. I'd call that a large pool of blood. Anyway,
it's getting larger.
Sir is short for circumstance. Isn't that interesting? What else? Once I heard Paul F. Tompkins.
What sound is that?
Huh?
What sound is that? Oh my God!
I'd say it's a squelch.
It sounds like a bone is dripping. It sounds like maybe a human bone is dripping.
Huh.
Wait a minute.
Yo?
Are you Dr. Chameleon?
Yeah. You found me out.
I don't have... What's under your coat?
It's the world's first snark.
Ooh.
Half snake, half shark.
That is dead and dripping.
No,
that
it's a little shy. It's just a little shy. It's a little shy.
I'd be shy, too, if my bones were on the outside of my skin.
Dead things aren't shy. They're dead.
When I was trying to create the first cuttlefish, not cuttlefish, but cuddlefish.
What, do you microwave it?
Partially.
Okay.
But I did it in a metal bowl, which was bad news.
Yeah.
What kind of doctor are you, Dr. Chameleon?
Well, some would say I'm not a doctor, to be exact.
Yeah. How did you get on this sub?
Stairs.
Stairs.
I think he's just describing what we're doing right now to him.
Quit staring at me. Scene. Scene.
Okay, Charlie Brown, I'm going to hold
please
the football.
Please don't do this to me.
Well, we're just playing football.
Please.
We're just practicing your kicks. I'm going to hold the football. You run, you kick it, and just see how far you can kick it, and that's football.
What is it? Do you hate yourself? Do you hate yourself, Lucy? Do you need me to hate me too so you have some company in this? What do you need? What do you need?
No, I don't hate myself.
Lucy, you give everyone around here therapy for 5 cents. You're giving my sister therapy for 5 cents. You're trying to figure out Linus's blanket thing. God bless you. You're obsessed with fucking Schroeder, okay? You know who I think needs the therapy, Lucy? You.
No, I'm fine. I don't need therapy. I just do this football trick because it's funny.
Because it's funny? Lucy?
Yeah.
Hurt people, and you're hurting me. And now I'm hurt, so I'm going to try to hurt you, okay? Go to some therapy. Leave me alone. I am a bald child with a little bit of hair on the top. I'm going to be compared to Caillou.
Okay.
I'm wearing the ugliest shirt in the world.
I'm sorry. I guess I'm sorry.
I'm a melancholy, depressed child, and that's the point of the series, is that I'm getting abused by my friend. What is this, Lucy?
I guess I'm sorry. I guess I didn't know that it was
really... Oh, you're guessing? I feel like we should know. But you can guess. No, guess. Go ahead.
No, I mean, I know that I was wrong. I apologize. I know that I was wrong.
I've had 16 back surgeries, Lucy. My chiropractor bills are out of control.
I've been to
physical therapy, chiropractor. I'm doing.
Do you want to just kick the football? I feel so bad.
No, I don't trust you. I don't trust you. I have trust issues now. I'm going to fucking craniosacral therapy. I have a healer. I'm trying everything to try to get my back.
Okay, and breathe in, breathe in, breathe in the good grief, breathe out the bad grief. Okay, and can you give me an arg?
Arg! Okay. You treat Kathy too, don't you?
I do. And Garfield.
Yeah, I understand.
On Tuesdays.
All right, you know what? I'm going to give her another chance. You're right.
Okay.
I'm going to give Lucy one more chance.
Remember, it's not her fault that Snoopy's dead, okay? He was dancing in the street.
She hit him with her car.
He was dancing in the street, okay? He looked up and down, but not left and right when he dances, right?
Yeah.
So bury that anger, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And give Lucy a real
I'm
shot.
Sorry, you're talking to me, but all I hear is womp, 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 womp. But I'm going to give her a shot. I'm going to give her a shot. Okay, Lucy.
Hey, Charlie Brown, God, I haven't seen you in a couple weeks. What's going on?
I'm sorry to wake you. Here's a football, and I just need you to not move it. Okay? We're going to do it, and we're going to do it right.
Oh, my God.
It's going to heal both of us.
I'm good now. I'm in a much better place. I've made a lot of peace with who I was back then. I've moved on. Yeah,
Lucy.
Yeah. I started going to therapy, and it instantly clicked. It's like it was like a weight off my shoulders. I'm like a completely different person.
Piano in the house. Are you here with Schroeder? Are you guys together?
Well, we're not technically official yet, but yeah, I guess I could say like we're really happy. It's just we're kind of exploring and trying to make this what it is.
Lucy, please,
I love the football thing for you.
Come out in the rain with me, please. Just I need to kick this football, please, Lucy, please.
Charlie, I give you permission to kick the football yourself. Okay, you never
need someone to hold it.
You never needed me. Hey, Charlie,
don't shut the door on me.
Have a really great life,
Lucy.
Have a really fun life.
We're gathered here today to bury one Charles G. Brown. He died like he lived trying to kick a football. Unfortunately, he...
Hey, everybody. Lucy here just to pop in. We're actually having a big party across the street. If anyone wants to come, $5 a head. Ladies get in free. First 200 dudes at the door. And then it cuts off.
Scene. That was a whole play.
Not only was that a full play, but I think that was, to date, the longest scene that we've done on Hey Riddle.
What? That can't be right.
You're right. It's not. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with Oh, no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh, no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a, you know, personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So we have two more segments for this next one. This is going to be, we'll give it about a minute or maybe a minute and a half. What's going to happen is I'm going to ask you both, and there's no buzzing in, so this is just kind of a scream them out. Scream them if you got them.
Scream them out. Scream them out.
And it's 1 point per, and I'll try and keep tally, so scream them out, but also make sure you give me time to write them down.
Gotcha.
To tally the points, I mean. For this, we're going to try and list as many famous people with the first name George. Go.
George Clooney.
George Harrison. George Jetson. George of the Jungle.
Help.
George Orwell. George Bush. George Bush
Senior. George Bush Junior. George.
I said both of those before.
No, you didn't. You didn't. You didn't. I'm gaslighting you. George.
Stop.
George Stephanopoulos.
Stop.
George.
Stop. What? We're canceling this round.
No. Why? What did I do wrong?
Because.
What did I do?
You got 1 point. JPC then got like 20, and you just went. Help.
You know what? I was falling down a hole and I didn't know what to do.
I'm actually crying. Although you could have been saying help based off George Harrison.
No, I just needed help.
Help.
Help. One more riddle and then we take a little
snooze.
One
more riddle.
Yes, one more riddle for us, please, Aaron.
Actually, there's two of these here, so we're just going to do them fast because I don't want to come back to this email.
Well, I'll be the one to decide how fast we do them because I won't be getting the answers correct.
Well, I'm just going to add a minute after I read it, I'm going to just say the answer regardless
of
where you're at.
That's going to make me work harder.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm being pulled over.
Tap, 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 tap.
Oh, it's a tap dancer.
Sorry, ma'am. I'm one of the Rockettes. Do you know how fast you were solving those riddles?
I don't know, like one every 20 minutes, it seems.
I want to say bada puree. I want to say that's a thing. Huh? Who's the tap dancer here?
How do you kick in such unison? You're a Rockette. How do you kick in such unison?
It's all unplanned. We always try and do something different, but we just sync up, just like our periods.
Okay, you clearly know a lot about women and the Rockette, so I'm just going to roll my window up.
Sorry for screaming in your ear.
I guess the worst part of being a Rockette is we all get our periods at the same time. What the fuck?
Start spreading the news.
We say defund the police. You want to know what that actually means in material terms? It means we hire the Rockettes to do traffic enforcement. That's what it means. And
they're
what a wonderful
right
world that would be. Mm-hmm.
They're in those toy soldier costumes.
If I was speeding and I saw a string of women kicking above their heads, I would slow down and I would say, "Thank you, officers. I will be better."
I just have like the Rockettes in one of those like DUI checkpoints where it's just like instead of orange cones, it's just Rockettes kicking as you like veer off to the side of the road to get a breathalyzer.
Oh man!
Sorry, can you step out of your car? Okay, and kick above your head and do the full splits. All right.
All right.
You're going to jail. The liquids are poured in and they stay there, or they're poured in.
Oh, it's a leaf.
No. No, it's
well,
not.
JPC, hold on.
No, shut the show down. Everyone turn off the lights. Yeah, it's done. Okay? We're in a huge warehouse, you guys. There was nothing here, all right? No special effects.
Holy
shit.
Are
you happy now, listeners? Okay, fine. Shut it all down.
Yeah, I've been in this warehouse the whole time?
Yeah. Casey's an old suitcase with some googly eyes on it. I'm taking my suitcase and I'm leaving. Goodbye. It's done. It's just done now, okay? It's just done.
I've been way too polite to ask Casey this whole time that I've known him why his eyes are so googly, and now I'm glad I didn't, because I wouldn't have liked the answer.
I've always wanted to ask him, why are you so stuffed full of pants? All right, Tad, push it forward.
Dad, can't we get one of those like auto-pushing lawnmowers? Like, why do we have to use one with manual blades? Literally nobody uses these anymore.
I'm teaching you responsibility, okay?
Because how is this responsibility?
Because it's awful. And you should know that life is awful. So I'm setting you up for life. Because last night, you came home wearing a what?
Wig.
A wig. Yeah. And it wasn't just any wig, right?
No.
No.
It was a Wigman's party platter.
It was a Wigman's party platter on your head.
I believe that's a regional food grocery store, sir.
There was capicola. There was salami. There was Munster. There was cheddar.
The meats, all the cheeses, sir.
Yeah, and then what happened to all the neighborhood dogs? They ran inside our...
They ran inside our Ford pickup truck.
That's right.
And they all put on their hats and sunglasses, and they played a little poker in the bed of the truck.
Yep, and then they drove off. Like in a country song. Dogs driving a pickup truck.
Dad, don't you get it? I don't need to learn responsibility. I know life's awful. You're already my dad. It's going to be a bad life for me.
Okay.
Can't we at least compromise and get a working lawnmower?
You are a working lawnmower, okay? You are. And here's the thing. I'm miserable. You'll pay for what?
I'll pay for the lawnmower.
With what money?
The money I won from playing poker with the dogs in our truck, sir.
Exactly.
Scene.
I never leave the house without two speeches. The speech where the world calls me up to fight, you know, whatever alien or monster has invaded.
Excuse me?
And the speech. I never leave the house without preparing two speeches.
Can we hear this first one?
Of course. I haven't left my house, though.
Whenever I would like to hear it, though.
I'm at home recording this.
As the queen, I would like to hear the speech that you are going to make if a monster ever invades.
America... I know that you're scared, and that's okay, because I'm scared too. I'm scared shitless. I shit my pants just moments ago. Pissed myself too. A one and a two. A three, some would call it. And I just saw a picture of the monster, and it was blurry. Some of you have actually seen it. I'd shit myself again, and I haven't eaten anything today. If I saw a real non-blurry picture of that monster, I shit myself for a second time today, and I haven't eaten anything today. And I didn't have a big day yesterday, eating-wise. What did I have? Light breakfast. I nibbled and grazed for lunch. And I think I went to sleep at like 5, and I woke up at like 9, and it was too late for dinner for me, and I just went to bed.
Sir, you're getting hung up on the minutia. Please comfort the nation.
Thank you. Thank you, Joffrey. Anyway, where was I? I'm scared of this monster. Hell, I'm so scared that if I saw this monster, I would throw up. And honestly, I'm running on E. I'm fumes in my tank. Sir, and I'm not a big guy either.
Sir, you took E?
Oh, yeah, I'm rolling.
Let's get you hydrated.
Adel, I would like to kill JPC.
Yes, of course.
That will be my first murder.
You asked! Ethan, did I ever tell you who you're named after?
Well, you got drunk one night, and you stumbled into my room at 4 a.m., and you said that I was maybe named after Ethan Hawke, maybe named after Ethan Cohen, and then you smashed the bottle, started to cry, and tried to climb inside my aquarium.
First of all, my aquarium. I bought that aquarium with my money.
Well,
honey, that
to
doesn't
be fair,
seem like the important part of that story.
To be fair, Mom got it for both of us from CBS.
And that story is mostly correct. You were named after Ethan Hawke and Ethan Hunt. And I always thought that it would be funny if Ethan Hawke played Ethan Hunt, but he aged out of that role, and Tom Cruise kept doing it.
When I was pregnant with you, the first time you kicked, we were watching an Ethan Hawke movie, which was...
Mission Impossible 2. That's Ethan Hunt. What was
that's
I
the,
what?
Yeah.
Before Sunrise?
I gave birth in the theater for... Yes, before Sunrise. We were like, I think you must have loved just the sort of natural conversation that Linklater can... tap into. Can you believe he did that and School of Rock?
I can't.
What a talent.
So just for continuity, Ethan, you had your first kick during Before Sunrise, and you were birthed in the theater for Mission Impossible 2. So
Google it.
Look that up. Tell us how close we were, but don't worry about it, Ethan. That's the story.
Wow. Now I know the origin behind my full name, Ethan Hunt Hawk Flork.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now you know it. I'm having fun. Is everyone else having fun?
Oh, yes, also, I guess your grandfather was a hawk hunter. So that
and
may
his name
have
was
been,
also Ethan, right?
Yes, his name was Ethan Hawk Hunter. Changed to Ellis Island. We came late to Ellis Island, by the way.
Well, he went from Ellis Island, and then he went to Rikers Island, right? Because he tried to kill Tony Hawk.
Mm-hmm, and they said, you're a prison warden now.
We gotta have people start writing things down in our family.
That's true.
Because it's like... This kind of history can be lost, and what a beautiful history this is.
We only have maybe 60-65% of the history from court stenographers, but we really should write down the other 35%.
It's true.
So what Adel is describing with, like, a fun universe where, like, what happens when a raccoon fucks a flamingo?
A flamingo.
What you're talking about is Pokemon, because in Pokemon, they have a Pokemon that's called, like, Raccoomingo, and it's just a raccoon crossed with a flamingo, and that you're just inventing Pokemon at this point,
huh?
So
I guess I like Pokemon.
Yeah, I'm saying that's the world that you also want to live in. You could, like, just go up to challenge people in tall grass, and they will throw Pokeballs at you, and you will get to fight them for their Pokemon.
So what is a Squirtle a mix of? Is it like a turtle in a water bottle?
It's a squirt gun.
A squirt gun and a so now
and
we're getting
tortoise.
Into inanimate objects.
Yeah.
And let's be scientists about this. Let's not treat this like it's dumb.
Okay.
A Charizard. Let's work backwards and deconstruct with a Charizard.
Lizard and a charm bracelet. Easy. Easy. Okay. Need to work backwards too, Hutch.
Yes. Perfect.
Yeah.
Now a Pikachu, would be
a peeping Tom and a sneeze. These are easy. Give us a fucking hard one.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Google Pokemon.
I don't know if I know any. I don't know if I know anymore.
Pokemon.
I don't. I can't have this game stop. I need it.
I was gonna say a Pikachu was maybe a chinchilla and a piece of shit. What are the other? I feel like Casey would know Pokemon. Casey, if you know him, toss him in the chat.
There's Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur would be a light bulb and a dinosaur.
Yep.
There you go.
Yes, that's exactly correct.
There's what else do we got? We have Vaporeon.
That's a vape pen, and well, it's just two vape pens.
It's a vape pen. It's a vape pen and an Emporium.
come on down to vape pens. Snorlax. Snorlax. That would be a snoring man and a woman saying, "Just relax."
Did you
a snoring man and a laxative? We did Charmander. Yes,
we did Charmander.
You did Bulbasaur.
Or Charizard.
You did.
Yeah, we did like.
Did you do Jigglypuff?
No, Jigglypuff would be puff pastry plus
the Jigaman himself, Jay-Z.
Slowpoke?
Hove. Yeah, that's Jigglypuff's phrases. Hove.
Hove.
What was the last one? Slowpoke?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that would be a turtle and poke. a turtle covered in raw fish, I want to say.
A turtle covered in raw fish, yeah, absolutely.
Which is just a salmonella nightmare.
These are easy. See,
these
I'm saying
are
this is
easy.
This is the world that you want to live in, Adam. I think it's a beautiful world, and I'm here to support you in that journey.
That's so fun. I
what about Mew?
Jason Mewes, and he just it's him jerking off. Silent Bob is also there, and he's like, "Stop, man, we
Please,
have to go.
Come on,
like,
dude.
It's time
come
to
on,
go."
Dude.
I didn't think we had it in us to invent the best game of all time. I didn't see that for us. This is such a beautiful moment.
Hey, everybody. This is Casey's call-out response show, where I respond to being called out on the show when I can't respond. We've got a hell of an episode today, so let's get into it.
This tweet, it says, thinking about the finale performance from School of Rock, dot, 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 holy shit, dot, 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 fuck, dot, 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 dot.
Okay, first off, I dare you to remember the finale song from School of Rock and not think that. But secondly, let's see how JBC responds to things he liked from years ago that he's thinking of now. At JPSoFly, Twitter, where can I get more tank tops like this? I think this is from Target, but I've never seen anything like it there in years.
Are you trying to get the world to fall in love with him all at once? It's going to be too much.
Aaron? We're cool.
This is one from 4 days ago. The tweet is, "What's up, gamers? I have a stomachache."
Yeah, gamers love that one, actually.
And feel free to scroll way down, because he does a lot of stuff with pictures.
I'm filling this dark world with art. Seems pretty noble.
Yeah, doing a lot of like retweets of other people, too. Some kind of obscure shit.
Yeah, just for fun, let's take a look at Adel and JPC's retweets. Okay, promoting a project. Promoting a project, self-promotion, promoting a project, self-promotion, self-promotion, promoting a project, oh, a one-minute front-facing camera character vid, promoting a project, self-promotion, promoting a project.
This is from July 18th. The letter K, going to bed now.
Okay, this was posted at 8 a.m. after a 40-hour multiple-day editing marathon, including checks notes, this show, which I tweeted about shortly before. But go off.
That's like a good, you know, aerial bird's eye view of like what kind of content you're lining up for. And do you want to wait in line for that? I recently went to Disney World and I waited in line for a ride for 2 hours. And after I did the ride, I was like, huh, not worth it.
Oh, yeah. That's like when I spent 2 hours editing fart sounds Adel called for in a recent Patreon. When I got none, I was like, didn't like that. A tweet about which did very well, mind you.
Go ahead, Aaron, with one of Casey's tweets.
Americans believe it should be easy to vote. Oh, sorry. This is Mitch McConnell's Twitter. I don't know how I got. America's in the red zone. No fight against COVID. Let's see. Sorry. I don't know, Casey. Your Twitter is a lot like Mitch McConnell's Twitter.
Okay, that is fair. I get that a lot. Anyway, that is our show. Thanks for the likes. I'll try to tweet more about cummies next time.
Uncle JP.
Uncle JP Riddles.
Huh? Hey, Uncle JP. Hey,
how'd you kids get in this hospital?
We checked in at the guest registration desk.
Oh.
Yeah, they said that you're taking visitors between 3 a.m. and 4 a.m.
That's my office hours. I'm a professor now.
Some get well soon balloons.
Oh, thank you. Can't eat these. Yuck.
He tried anyways. Ask him.
We wanted to come visit you because we heard that you had a special 3-year anniversary swan lumps you wanted to tell.
You heard that I had a special 3-year anniversary, don't even know what that means in our constructed timeline, anniversary swan lumps that you wanted me to eat, you little piss-creants. That's a portmanteau of miscreants and piss-rats.
Wait, I misspoke. I'm sorry. We heard you had a 3-beer canniversary swan lumps.
That's more like it. Now, take the beer out and put a Sloppy Joe's inside and you got yourself a ball game.
Uncle JP Riddles?
Yes?
I have to ask this. And this is, I'm not trying to accuse you of anything, but okay. Was that man in the hospital bed next to you dead when you came in here, or...
That man next to me in the hospital bed was made of wood when I came in. I'm slowly bringing him back to life!
Okay.
You gotta admit, wood to dead guy is quite an improvement.
Geppetto, no.
Have you been watching General Hospital on the TV all day and all night?
Listen, I'll go to any war General Hospital sends me to because I am a soldier in this world. Now, you kids want to hear a swan lumps or not?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Whoa, dusting off the old swan lump sack, reaching in real deep. Ow, ow, ow. Ooh, lots of sardine bites. Oh, I got to get those in the water.
Okay. Is there a porcupine in there? Why do you have so many porcupine needles in your hand?
There's so many needles in my hand because there is no porcupine in there. Those are trophies.
Uncle JP, right.
Mm-hmm.
How come your toupee is AstroTurf?
Because it was paid for by the Koch brothers.
Uncle JPC?
Yeah?
How come none of the nurses like you?
We saw
them coming to visit you and they said, ugh.
Probably a combination of raw sexual charisma and just me being generally unpleasant to people.
What a terrible combination.
Swan Lumps 2776. The future was bleak. Air raid sirens played day and night. The oceans were lava, and the lava was gravy, and the gravy was all out of mashed potatoes. There he was, Cyborg J.P. Riddle, standing atop a Squirrel Mountain. I know what you think of. What's a Squirrel Mountain? Well, a Squirrel Mountain is a naturally formed formation when enough squirrels die that they their bones solidify and oscillate, and they create themselves a little mountain with a caldera and a cavern system underneath. That's where Cyborg J.P. Riddles made his home. But what did he have here? Two annoying little fucking hologram kids who all they had was questions and questions and questions, and they were probably working with the nurses. That's right, in 2776, the nurses are the enemy, and they're trying to take over the world with their shots and their prods and their pokes and their good, cheery attitudes and their underpaid, underappreciated.
Yeah, Uncle JP, do you really think that this is the year to come out hard against nurses?
I should have done it last year. What was I waiting for? Oh, GP Riddles, you always wait too long. You miss the cultural zeitgeist.
Uncle JP,
huh?
What's going on with the voicemail you left us that said you were joining the X-Men?
Yeah.
No, I said I was conscripted into the X-Men because I lost a bet with Cyclops. I said I could kiss longer, but he kissed way longer than me.
Uncle JP Riddles?
Huh?
Why is it that you're in the hospital? No one will tell us what you're sick of.
They give you free bread every 3 days in here. I'm as healthy as a horse, and by that I mean I have a lot of horse diseases. Anyway, the cyborg ate the holograms and he beat all the nurses down and broke their spirits and formed them to his will. And then J.P. Riddles the cyborg was the king of all society. That's Swan Lumps 2776, the end.
Uncle J.P.?
Huh?
Did you know that today is the 3-year anniversary of Hey Riddle Riddle?
Well, that's questionable. Some may say we missed it by a week, but this is certainly the day the episode's coming out.
You're crazy.
And Uncle JP, everyone in the hospital says that you're not allowed to have any more elected surgeries. You actually have to need the surgeries from now on to get them.
I'll tell you what, that surgery won that election fair and square. It beat out a lot of other really deserving surgeries to take place on my body.
God damn it.
No.
Well, next surgery I'm voting for, Adol Refai.
I'm voting for JPC.
And I'm voting for Adol Refai. I think he'll be very good.
Ooh, I won.
I would like to see a scene. Adol, you're some sort of fictional president that hasn't existed yet. And you're about to die in a really embarrassing way. And you're just trying to stop it because you're like, no, this is what people are going to remember me for. And JPC, you're there too.
Sorry, I'm about to do what? Okay, I'm about to die in an embarrassing way?
Yeah, and you're trying to stop it because you're like, oh no, that everyone will associate me with this really embarrassing way of dying instead of all of the work I did for the country.
I see.
Okay, here we go. President Anthony Backflip. It's time to eat the most fish anyone's ever eaten.
All right. Now, remember, Mr. President, you don't have to eat the most fish. You just have to beat the penguin. Okay? And again, it's a puff piece. It's just for the press. You don't have to, don't go overboard. You just have to beat the penguin.
A puff piece? Is that a penguin joke?
Yes, I'm also your, I'm not only your head speech writer, I'm your head joke writer as well.
Okay, well, no. Anthony, what are you doing? You know what? If I choke on a fish or I die from eating too much fish, I just had a flash of what that would look like written in history books, and I, it's so embarrassing, right?
Mr. President, I say carpe diem. Go for it.
Is that a fish joke?
It is a fish joke. I'm also working into a fish speech, so I'm kind of workshopping things live. Again, my role is kind of fluid. It kind of changes.
Of course, of course. Say it back to me. What's a way we can spin this to where if I do die eating the most amount of fish ever, what's a way we can spin that to make it sound cool or daring or heroic?
Well, I think that even if you do die eating fish, I think that you will go down in history as one of the best presidents we've ever had. And I truly believe that.
I'm starting to feel like that's definitely a joke.
Again, it was a joke. I do want to tell you, I am appointed by Congress, so you cannot hire or fire me. You do not have that power. I'm a congressional appointee.
Fine. Okay, so if he died breaking a record, that's vague enough that it's kind of cool and kind of fun.
Yeah, but I just don't necessarily think that people are going to remember it that way.
Extra, extra! President Backflip dies from eating something fishy!
Wait, let me see this newspaper. Roll. Hey, he died of old age. This was a red herring.
See?
Holy wow. Mackerel!
GPC, I'm so happy that I said you're there too, because you had so many fish buns!
Holy mackerel.
Outstanding.
I was just perched... ready to go.
You can do as many more as you want, too.
I can't imagine that I have more. I don't think I know more fish.
Yeah, your brain has definitely turned to jelly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is all I wanted the podcast to be. Thank you two for finally getting on board.
Oh, it's so sad. It took us 150 episodes to finally be doing all of the jokes you wanted us to do.
Okay, we got to move on. And sardines.
I want to see a scene.
Oh, okay.
Aaron, you are a farmer.
Thank you.
And now we'll get into the scene. Aaron, you're a farmer. You found that you have been unsuccessful as a farmer because you sleep too heavily. Mm-hmm. So you have invested in a rooster. And so this is morning number one with your new investment. JPC, you are the rooster.
Got it.
And you're maybe not worth the money that was paid.
Sure.
Pardon me, ma'am.
What?
Now, I've been perusing through your kitchen supplies, and I noticed that you have a wide variety of herbal teas. Now,
why are you in my room?
Now,
it's still dark outside.
I'm a coffee rooster myself, and I do not get up out of bed without a hot cup of
joe. Are you wearing my bathrobe?
Now, this is your bathrobe? Then why does it fit me so well? That's what I would like to know.
I can only see your head. What do you mean it fits you so well?
Now, I did find a little can of instant coffee, but a good God-fearing rooster such as myself would never deign to put instant coffee in his delicate rooster throat.
Am I dreaming?
These are your glasses? Well, then why has my prescription never felt so right? I must be nearsighted, farsighted, and got all kinds of astigmatism.
Wait, sorry. You're the rooster I hired yesterday? Aren't you supposed to stand on top of the roof and go...
Too high. It's simply too high up there, ma'am. Now, I did make my way up on top of the roof, and I gotta tell you, those 30-year shingles aren't rated past 25, and they got 5 years left if there's a life of rooster in my book.
This is a real boundary cross. I'm in bed with my wife.
You're telling me
right
the only reason I came and got this job is because my wife crossed kind of a boundary with another rooster, and I said, I'm packing up my bags, heading down to the rooster depot, and getting out of here.
Are you wearing my wedding ring?
This is your wedding ring? That's an honest mistake. I do apologize. I take it off and I give it back. I did not see a gentleman in the house.
Man, you have to stay outside with the other animals. You can't just come into my house. You can't wear my bathrobe and my glasses and my ring.
Stay outside with the other animals? You expect me to frolic around with the chickens? You expect me to carouse around with the cows? You expect me to hang out With the horses?
Yes.
I have never been so insulted in my life. And I got salted out of Kentucky Fried Chicken for near on 30 minutes when they thought that I was breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Scene.
I'm not done yet. I got plenty more to say.
You're fired.
Starring Aaron Keegan and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emery Perrin did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey there, Hots and Talls. If you like that, a clip show, you're going to love this. Not a clip show. This week on the Patreon, we've got Deanna Ortiz from the Crushes podcast playing her game, Hot or Tall. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog by joining the Patreon Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. And starting the first of the year, you get all our episodes ad-free at the $8 tier. That's patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.